Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT. Exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Each and every week, we are joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and his appearance is brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit Telly.com today. Well, each year we have a tradition where after the bye week, we have an interview with Patrick Mahomes where we don't ask him any football questions. Well, today is that day, and our first question is about his appearance on College Game Day.
It was really cool. You know, obviously grew up watching College Game Day, still watch it to this day, and to be a part of that, to be in Lubbock, getting a big win against a good football team, I think the whole experience was awesome, and it was something that I wanted to happen while I was in college, but I'm glad those guys are enjoying it now.
What was it like to go back? And obviously, it is about the team, and they have a chance to go to the college football playoff and win the Big 12. But I also feel like it was a celebration of your success. I saw you smiling on the sideline, man. You really looked happy to be there, and everybody is showing you love. What is it like to go back and receive that kind of love?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I always get that appreciation every time I go back to Lubbock. I mean, I've spent so many great years there, and the people are just so awesome, and they treat you like family. And I think more than anything, more than even the stuff about me, I think you could tell people are just enjoying the moment. You know, this is a great football team that doesn't come around that very often, and so they're enjoying the moment, enjoying game day, enjoying the players on the field, and just getting to go out there and root on a great football team each and every week.
You went to Texas Tech. Coach Reed went to BYU. Have you given him any grief for the beatdown your school put on his?
No, not yet. I mean, that's a good football team, and obviously it's a team that we could possibly play in the Big 12 championship game if we were able to get there. So nothing too crazy yet. I mean, he can tell by when I walk by, I give him a little smirk and stuff like that. But our goal is to win the Big 12, and that takes a couple more wins, and then win the Big 12 championship, and then see where that takes us.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is our No Football Question interview. Obviously, throughout the years, you and Coach Reed have developed a great relationship. What is the best thing? What's the greatest thing he's taught you off the field?
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I think it's about being the best person you can be every single time you walk out of the building. You know, like, football is something that we love and that you want to be the best at it you could possibly be and have so much success. But how can you become a better person, a better man every single time you step in this building? And then when you step out, be a better husband and father for your family. And that's something that he preaches from day one. And something that I take to heart is, like, I want to be the best quarterback I can possibly be the guy that goes out there and wins Super Bowls, but at the same time, I want to be a Super Bowl winner as a husband and a Super Bowl winner as a dad.
I'm guessing that there's not a lot of time in your life where it's just you. You know, you're married with kids. You're on a football team. You're just always around people. Whenever you're in the car, what are you doing? Are you on the phone? Are you listening to music? Are you listening to podcasts? What is a ride in the car like for you?
It kind of depends on the mood that I'm in. There's times where I'm listening to music, and I'm a guy that just goes to my songs and just hit shuffle. Like, I don't have a ton of, like, playlists except for, like, game day. So I just want to – I just listen to old music, new music, whatever that is. And then there's times I listen to podcasts, usually, comedy-style podcasts just to kind of keep the mood light. And then, obviously, there's times I got to be on the phone. I hate – sometimes those car rides, like you said, are, like, sacred to me. I hate being on the phone. There's sometimes I got to handle some business things like that. And so – it's a mixture of them all, but my favorite is when I ride around my kids and we play, like, I Spy and stuff like that. And so those are the times that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
You were one of the people that, like, you frequently get shouted out in songs. Do you like when you get shouted out in songs? Do you have a favorite shout out that you've gotten so far in your career?
I would say my favorite one was J. Cole, and one of his songs on the I think it was called Ready 24 with Cameron. He shouted me out, and that's my favorite rapper. So, I mean, I think that was probably my favorite moment. But I think I like it to a extent, but at the same time, it's like if you get shouted out in the song, it's hard to listen to that with other people around. Like, if you're the one playing the song, if it comes on, you enjoy it, but you can't go out and put the song on that your name's in, if that makes sense.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, just asking him some non-football questions. Patrick, do you have a vacation spot that you would love to go to that you just haven't gone to yet?
I wouldn't say not necessarily. I mean, I went to Japan when I was really young, and I would love to go back and just see kind of the places that I was at. My dad was playing baseball over there. I think more than anything, I've always wanted to be, like, to an international soccer game, and I haven't got the experience of that. I've seen them played in the U.S., and I'm sure the World Cup will be amazing going to that this year, but I want to go and, like, see, like, like, you know, like Man City or Barcelona or one of these teams that has the history, because I love sports and I love seeing it play at the highest level.
When was the last time that you went to the movie theater?
I go more than you think, but I do the. I have a special way of going to the movie theater. I've talked to some of the people at some of these movie theaters, but I like watching movies and stuff like that. So I make my way there. I just do it, and I'm not gonna give away my secrets. I do it in a way that not the people around me don't necessarily know that I'm there.
No, perfectly fine. What was the last movie you saw at the movie theater?
I didn't watch it, so I'm gonna have to watch it at home. But I wanted to watch The Smashing Machine with The Rock, his new movie. I'm trying to think of the last one. I can't think of the last one. I definitely watched one before this, but I saw Top Gun in movie theaters, and I think that was worth it. Like going to the theater and watching that movie, that new Top Gun, and getting the experience like that. That was one that I can vividly remember on top of my head.
When you were a kid, did you have a favorite wrestler?
Yeah, I would probably say John Cena, just because that was like my time. I watched a lot of wrestling growing up, but it wasn't like I was a super fan or anything like that. But I respect those guys and the athletic achievements that they do. And I know people say it's fake, but I've seen it up and close and personal. There's nothing fake about it.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes for a couple more minutes here. Patrick, you seem like somebody who's just super competitive at everything. Like, obviously, like, why are we playing this if we don't want to win? Do you like shuffleboard more or bags?
Bags for sure. I caught cornhole, but bags is definitely I'm pretty competitive with that. And Brittany Mahomes is probably my best partner I've ever had. She's a sneaky, really good cornhole player.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. So if you're playing like, you call it cornhole, so I'm cool with calling it that. So you have a cornhole partner. Give me somebody like tomorrow, if you were playing beer pong, who is your beer pong partner going to be?
Beer pong probably Travis. I mean, he, me and him, more, we haven't played in a long time, but when I first got here, we used to dominate beer pong within the team. But cornhole, Brittany's my partner, and we do a lot of, like, you know, you get like the couples and you play. And my goal is, if I can just cover up the other guy that's playing, Brittany's going to dominate her side of the board. So she's very consistent and does a great job. And we kind of run our household when it comes to cornhole.
So my producer, Rob, he actually walked down the aisle to a Kane Brown song. And whenever you took the picture on your 30th birthday and you had the picture, you just don't know how excited Rob was. Can you tell us how you and Kane Brown became friends?
Yeah, I actually met him a long time ago at a concert, and I think just a really good dude and someone that obviously makes really good music, and he's blown up even more and more as I've kind of went throughout my career, and his wife and my wife have become friends now, and they have young kids just like me, and so relates well. My kids love his music, and so for him to be able to come out and he was to the game and be there for my birthday, it was cool. It just speaks to the friendship that we've built over these years, and I have a ton of respect for the music that he makes, and you want to be around people that are at the top of their profession, and he is.
If you had to guess, do you think you have more glasses or shoes?
I would say shoes, but I mean, I have a lot of sunglasses too, so it's about to manage, because I don't even have enough room in my house. I mean, Oakley and Adidas both send me a ton of stuff, and so I don't know. I'd probably say shoes, but the glasses are right there.
You and I both love the movie Varsity Blues. I've been waiting for this interview to ask you this. Can you tell me why nobody cared about Billy Bob? Billy Bob was clearly struggling, clearly going through it. Billy Bob passed out on the middle of the field, and no one seemed to care about Billy Bob. That always hurts me about that movie.
Yeah, we've come a long way in football and the health part of that. And so, but you remember back in the day, especially in Texas high school football, it was like you're going to play until you pass out on the football field. And so Billy Bob was a vital role in that football team, and they wanted him out there on the football field.
If you had to pick a winner, who do you think wins, Odessa Permian or Wes Kanan?
I'm taking Odessa Permian, man. They were rolling, especially towards the end of the year. And then if you give him Booby Miles, man, I mean, it might not even be close.
My boss, we were talking about this, and he was just like, I can't watch the scene with Booby Miles whenever he realizes he's not going to play football anymore. That is one of those scenes that just breaks your heart.
It does 100%, man, and you feel that as a football player, man. You've played with guys, and you've been on different teams where guys have had bad injuries, man, and you put in so much work for it. I think the more I play, the more I feel kind of what he was feeling in that moment, especially in the times where they couldn't come back from injuries like that. And so I'm glad that people can see that now, because I mean that is based on a true story and see how great of a football player that he was.
Do you ever have just a lazy Saturday where you, the kids, the wife, you can just chill at home? And do you have a comfort show? Do you have a show that is on a lazy Saturday? I just want to sit and watch The Office, for example.
I don't necessarily have a comfort show. I would say that in the off season there's times, it hadn't happened much since I've had young kids, but I used to be Sundays and I would sit on the couch and watch golf, and I would always fall asleep for like 2 hours. You know, the round's like 6 hours long. I'd fall asleep for like 2 hours, take a nap, wake up, watch the last like 6 to 7 holes, and that used to be like my Sunday routine after working out all week and being around the family and stuff like that. But now with kids, man, there's not a lot of resting days, you know. Like, it's like you can get in there, you can maybe get a TV show, or they'll watch a game with you for about 30 minutes to an hour, and then it's like, let's move on to the next activity. So not a lot of lazy Saturdays and Sundays for me, maybe not until the kids are a little bit older.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show. We have a yearly tradition. After the bye week, we don't ask him any football questions. Patrick, we'll get back to normal next week. Good luck this week in Denver, my man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
That was our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance on the show is brought to you by our friends at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.